Sledge, as you said, my name is John Wynure, and I'm fairly new to the Lubbock Ginning Lab. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors this afternoon, Dr. Brock Faulkner from Texas A&M, and also Dr. Greg Holt, who's also with the Ginning Laboratory there at Lubbock. For several years, we've been working on some comparison studies between these Picker and Stripper based harvesting systems out on the high plains, and so now we're kind of transitioning more into looking at the ginning aspects that we need to focus on out there. Some of the yields and HBI quality have improved especially over the last 10 years on the high plains, and those changes are primarily due to the differences in the cultivars and the irrigation practices, management practices that are being adopted. So some of the producers out there are now starting to look at pickers. And some of the benefits are to help maintain the quality of that crop coming out of the field, reduce some of the incidence of bark, as Mr. Seals just mentioned, improve their productivity under high yielding conditions. And some of that drip cotton out there, you've got really high yields, 4 or 5 bales to the acre sometimes, and strippers weren't designed to operate under those type of conditions. And also with the new onboard moduling pickers from both Deere and Case, you've got the opportunity to reduce the amount of labor that you have to rely upon during the harvest season pretty significantly. So moving to those pickers is going to require some system-wide changes, and maybe you could consider that to be a new paradigm, especially with respect to the production practices that are going to be used. We probably won't have to use as many PGRs or PGR applications. Some of the harvest aid programs can be modified a little bit compared to what we normally use for stripper harvested cotton. Just in terms of the harvesting, there's going to be some differences with machinery management, configurations and settings, and how do you actually use a picker? What is that thing? I mean, that's a big machine. It's a lot different from a stripper. And what we're going to talk about today is the ginning aspects. You've got a lot lower foreign matter content in that cotton that's coming in. And so does that mean we can do less seed cotton cleaning, less lint cleaning? What does it mean? One particular point that kind of makes it more poignant is that the West Texas cotton has got kind of a reputation for being a little bit lower quality. Well, but when you compare similar HBI quality cotton from the high plains and other regions of the U.S., the high plains cotton typically will receive a larger discount than those other areas. And some of the mills, when you dig deeper into it, they point to NEPs and short fiber content as the difference that they're not willing to pay for. So what can we do, or our objective is to evaluate the influence of seed cotton extractor cleaners on fiber quality and turnout for picked and stripped cotton on the high plains in an effort to help shed some light on those issues that we've got. So the project, what we're going to talk about today is the work that was done on the crop from 2008. We had cotton from one location with two varieties. We had Delta Pine 143 and Fibermax 9180. Those varieties were chosen to give us a pretty substantial range in our maturity and micronaire values. We're not recommending one over the other, but we wanted to see, you know, what the differences were when you had different levels of maturity. We had three harvesting methods: picker, stripper with field cleaner, and stripper without a field cleaner, and two ginning treatments. We'll talk about those here in just a second. So we started with third bale lot sizes, which is about 600 pounds of burr cotton. Came up through the suction telescope out of the trailer, through the separator feed control, first stage extractor, which is a combination burr stick machine. Then into the second stage pre-cleaning. Everything went through the second stage incline, but the difference in the two ginning treatments we used was whether to bypass or go through that second stage extractor, which was a Rescuer 320 stick machine. Then it went down through the extractor feeder and gin stand, and then through two stages of lint cleaning. We pulled lint samples after both stages of lint cleaning to look at the differences, pulled some trash samples after both stages of extractors when they were used, and also from the extractor feeder and both lint cleaners. We took the lint from each test and baled those lots individually and sent them to Cotton Incorporated for spinning tests, and those are currently in progress. Some of the fractionation data, as to be expected, this is nothing new. What we're seeing here, on the left-hand side, you've got the two picked bars, basically. The leftmost is the Delta Pine, and then the one on the right is the Fibermax. For the picked cotton, you're looking at about 100 pounds of trash per bale. Stripped with a field cleaner, average of those two is somewhere around 300 pounds per bale. And then for the non-field cleaned, which is kind of a declining practice in our area, it kind of depends on where you are there if some of those guys decide not to use that field cleaner. But you're looking at somewhere around 700 pounds of bale average for that. Now, I've got two real busy slides like this. I promise not to bore you too much. I'll try to pull out the most important aspects of them. But there wasn't much difference in the lint moisture content going down through any of our main effects, which are the variety, harvest method, number of stick machines, and didn't have any interactions there. Turnout, we did have some differences by variety and harvest method. That has to do with the amount of trash that was there. There was a little bit of difference in seed weight by the variety, but as we saw earlier, the trash had the biggest impact on that. Now, one thing to point out here as well is the seed cotton cleaning rate that we use is well within the recommended ginning practices, what's in the ginner's handbook. We've got 1.5 to 1.8 bales per hour per foot of width. That's not a very common thing to see out in commercial gin settings now. You're looking at, you know, probably 2.5 to 3 plus bales per hour per foot of width in your pre-cleaning equipment. And so that's one thing that we're planning to change for this next year. The last real busy slide is on the MTM analysis, the lint cleaner waste. The major take-home message here is we did see some differences between for the lint percent and trash percent by variety, harvest method, number of stick machines, and number of lint cleaners, but that had to do with the amount of trash that's in that cotton. If you have more trash there to throw out, you're going to throw out more trash rather than lint. If you don't have as much trash, you're going to throw out more lint. So that's what take-home message is. So now talking about the HVI data, all the fiber analysis data was done at Cotton Incorporated as a sidebar. But rather than put up those busy slides again, I figure what the best thing to do is to show you by main effect where the significant differences were. So as you can see, by variety, we had differences in every one of our HVI properties. So you have a significant impact primarily due to the maturity of that crop. Harvest method had a large impact on the HVI properties, except for uniformity index, plus B and percent trash area. And then notice the number of seed cotton extractors that were used didn't have any effect. There were no significant differences by or for any of the HVI properties that we looked at. And then the number of lint cleaners did have some influence on the HVI properties. That's not a new finding, but that, you know, we wanted to point it out again. Some of the reasons for not having, or the primary reason we feel for not having that difference by the number of seed cotton extractors is likely in that processing rate. It was likely pretty slow. We were doing a really good job of cleaning that cotton, and so we weren't going to see those differences because of that rate. So hopefully next year we can start to pull some of those out. Looking at the micronaire differences, shown grouped by variety, we have on the left is the lower maturity, Delta Pine 143, and then on the right we have Fibermax 9180. You can tell there are differences by harvest method for the Delta Pine and for the 9180, but with that more immature crop, you tend to see larger differences there. Same thing for the HVI upper half mean length. You see more pronounced differences between, also between the number of lint cleaners, but then also between the harvest method, the more immature that crop is. Uniformity index, this was primarily, the difference was primarily due to the variety factor. And then also in the loan rate, you see the same trend with the maturity issue. Now, some of the APHIS data that we looked at, this points out the things that you don't get through the AMS classing procedure. Things especially like the amount of NEPS, short fiber content, et cetera, that the mills, you know, they can see, and that's some of these are the reasons why we tend to see that discount in West Texas for this cotton. So again, you see major differences by variety and harvest method, not hardly any differences in the APHIS properties except for mean length by weight and upper quartile length by weight for the number of seed cotton extractors. And then you do see some significant differences across everything except for fineness for the number of lint cleaners that you use. So the NEP counts, look at this. Delta Pine 143 was relatively immature. had a range of 500 to 900 NEPs per gram. And then when you looked at the 9180, which was a little bit more mature, you're looking at somewhere in the range of 300 NEPs per gram across the board. Short fiber content by weight, same story. You see some differences by the number of lint cleaners as well as by the harvest method for the more immature crop. Maturity ratio, you tend to see some of those differences as well. This is the telling slide. You see the level difference across there. In the less mature crop, the 143 was about 0.86, 0.865 or so. And then for the more mature, you're looking at a maturity ratio of somewhere around 0.91. So the findings that we have so far, the number of seed cotton extractor cleaners had very little influence on the turnout fiber quality parameters or lint value. And that, as I mentioned, is primarily due to the processing rate that we used. Variety had the greatest influence on the fiber quality and lint value, and that's primarily due to the maturity that we were looking at, or the differences in maturity. Turnout, the fiber quality and lint value differences were observed by the harvesting method intended to favor the picker. Fiber quality differences by harvesting method are more pronounced when you look at that more immature crop. And then the differences in fiber length parameters by the number of lint cleaners were observed in favor of the one stage. Now, I'm not saying that you should only use one stage. You need to, you know, especially balance that with the leaf grade that you're shooting for and everything. It's the same story there, but this is what we found. So in the future, what we're planning to do, as I mentioned, the seed cotton cleaning rates were kept at or below the recommended rates. Future work will focus on cleaning rates at or above 3 bales per hour per foot of width. This year's study, we've already harvested everything that we're going to use. We only kept it to two harvest methods this year. We have the picked cotton and then the field cleaned cotton from the stripper. Two seed cotton cleaning sequences again, and then the three seed cotton cleaning rates will likely start somewhere around 2 bales per hour per foot of width and maybe go 2.5 to 3, somewhere in that range to try to break out some of those differences by ginning treatment. Moisture content during seed cotton cleaning, ginning, and lint cleaning were not controlled. We measured it, but we didn't control it. Everything was held within the kind of the recommended rate, so we didn't see any difference by that. But some more work is needed from the research side to address some of those questions that that moisture content could be a main effect for these new varieties. We've got longer varieties, 36, 37 staple, as were the ginning recommendations for these parameters were developed on, you know, 1-inch type cottons, you know, 32, 33 staple cottons. And so there may be some differences there that we need to point out. Spinning tests, as I mentioned, are in progress to see how some of these fiber quality findings translate into spinning performance. And I've got to acknowledge my helpers on this project, Cotton Incorporated, especially Dr. Ed Barnes on the financial and fiber analysis side, John Deere for the loan of the cotton picker that we've had for several years now, the Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute at Texas Tech, Fiber Research Institute, especially Dr. Erica Kay, Texas Department of Agriculture, Food and Fibers Research Foundation Council, Plains Cotton Improvement Council, and also Texas AgriLife Research and Extension. And with that, I'm finished. If there are any questions.